Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 6 of the infamous hashtag I'm with Bozo podcast. I'm your host, Grant Fussell. Alongside me today, I've got a friend that, we met about, 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I don't actually know when the first time we actually met was, but nonetheless, he doesn't need too much of an introduction. I'm with Mike Malinchek, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh, he can't hear me. Redo. There he is. There we go.
I had some technical
introduction. He don't need one. What's up, Mike?
I had some technical difficulties there.
Go figure. The most technical guy on here has technical difficulties in the beginning.
No shit, really?
How you been, man?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Hanging in there. Enjoying life so far.
You want one of these? I do have a guest with me. A little bit of a guest appearance. Carolyn's gonna be in your ear too.
That's fine with me. You know, the more the merrier. Carolyn, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. Good to see you, too. You
need to talk some sense into this guy with his fantasy team, huh?
Dude, I need all the help I can get. That's for real.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So how are you guys? I mean, I think you guys just recently added to your clan of Malincheks, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, he's about a year and a half old now. But, before we had him outnumbered, you know, 2-1. Now we're even, you know, two kids. Yeah, so now we each got one, so
there we go.
It's all the more interesting, exciting.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm sure being parents has been an adventure for you too. I do remember, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago when I was going over to hang out with Eric, and he had me meet you at your guys' first house, I believe.
Before you did the basement,
I forgot where it was.
Redford was our first one. Okay. So that was like 8 years ago. So I mean, yeah, that's a long time ago. And then we moved to Livonia. Then last year we moved back to South Hind. So it's been the past few years. So a couple moves, couple kids, you know, two boys too, man. So they keep us on our toes.
Yeah, you're gonna be ready to rock. Take them to golf course, batting cages, driving range. What else? Dirt bikes, go karts, golf carts.
Oh man, any dude, anything to fucking keep them busy, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I feel that. Get any way to get him to go to sleep tonight so we can sit on the podcast.
That's right. You don't hear any crying in the background. It's pretty silent over here right now, so we got a good night.
I like it. It's funny. You'll probably hear more of my dogs crying than your babies. So that's a good time.
you'll probably hear the Gordons crying too, you know, because their teams are garbage.
I was going to say, with the way their teams are, it's funny. That's always a hot topic with everybody. Everybody always wants to talk about how bad the Gordons are because, like, they always love to tell you how good they are.
It is funny how they're battling for that last spot, though. Higher, you know, just the irony.
I know. It's funny because Kevin actually had a good team last, like, 2 years ago, I believe. Didn't he make the playoffs? I think. I have to look up the history, but I know he had the all green team playing the matchups, and he was doing all right.
I got to watch what I say, though, because I think I play Kevin this week. So,
Lamb Chop's coming off a fat defeat from your bowl.
I know. I can't be the guy to give him his first win.
I know, right? See, can't talk about my other leagues, but that happened to me in my other leagues. Me and my buddy were 1-4, or we were 1-3 going against each other. He was 0-4, and I was 1-3. And of course, he beat me. So, it was like the toilet bowl championship in like the 6th week or 5th week.
Shit.
Oh man. All right, cool. Let me see here. So, since Carolyn's here, you guys got any adventures coming up? You traveling? I know you got some kids now. Is it hard to travel with kids? You want to take your kids out anywhere and travel with them, being with the whole pandemic thing? Or how you feeling about that?
Yeah, I don't think we have anything planned yet. When they get a little bit older, you know, be a little bit more exciting, something they can remember, go on vacation. But, I mean, we haven't really have anything planned.
Yeah, not really.
And then we went up north a little bit this weekend, but now nothing for the winter. So we're pretty boring now, man.
I mean, that's what happens when you get older, right? You hunker down.
It's It's just too hard to take these animals out in public.
I bet. Speaking of animals, you guys have any dogs, cats, gerbils? What do you got?
We kind of have a part-time dog now.
Yeah, it's like shared custody.
She stays with my sister most of the time, but we have a dog, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What kind of dog?
She's a shepherd mix. She's 8 now, but nice. My sister lives close by, so we see her every day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So are you guys in you said you're in South Lyon. Where in South Lyon?
We're pretty close to downtown.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Tight. Yeah, walking distance.
Definitely.
What about you, Grant? Where are you at nowadays?
So me and Danielle have a house. Well, she had a house in Brighton when we started dating, and I kind of just moved in. Hi, I'm here. But so yeah, we're in Brighton. We got 2 dogs. She had a dog before we started dating, and then we started dating, and then we drove to Oklahoma and got a dog together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're currently we have a roommate right now that is one of her good friends that is from Indiana, who is living here with her dog, who is a big old golden retriever named Oakley. And she just bought a house in St. Clair Shores. So she will be, I believe, moving in there in the beginning of November. But she's kind of been like living here in like a transition stage between like moving from Indiana, getting a job in Michigan up to here type deal. So it's been cool.
Just so everyone knows, people who can't see us, the man bun, what color is this scrunchie? Is that purple or pink? Oh, okay. All right. I couldn't tell if it was purple or pink.
No, it's pink. I have a purple shirt on, too. The pink scrunchie comes from playing softball with my boys, super friends. We have flamingos as our logo, so we have a lot of pink on our stuff, so it seems to go very well with it. And I was in Florida this past weekend, and I just kept it on my wrist, and it was just there. It's funny. You can see that. I like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I like the look.
I see the look.
Oh, yeah. All right. So enough about life. Let's get to what everybody really wants to hear about, and that is the fantasy footballing for you, Mike. I'm glad you got your sidekick here to accompany you with this, because I'm sure she has a lot of say in what you do on your team. I could be wrong. That's just my outsider's perspective. But I want to get your keeper strategy this season, and kind of what you had to go through with the old Bozo rules to kind of set yourself up for this year.
All right, Grant. So I'm going to lay the foundation here. So, you know, my keeper strategy was exactly this. There was no strategy. That's how I like to keep everything, you know, on my toes here. So, you know, about maybe a couple of days before keepers are due, I like to, you know, text
couple
Eric.
Couple days, back. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like to make sure Eric sends me a couple texts first. You know, I want to make him, you know, earn his money here. You know, I like to have him remind me a few times, you know, and then, you know, I might ask a couple questions, decide who I want to keep. And, you know, at the end of the day this year, I didn't keep anyone, which was a bozo move on my part, because I think Stephon Diggs would have been a great keeper for me. And unfortunately, I had some contacts I rely on a bit that kind of let me down. Close friends of mine too, so you can tell, you know, how great of friends those are, kind of gave me some bad advice.
On what?
Just on keeper strategies. You know, I can't blame everyone but myself, but you know, you try to get some expert opinions on some people you rely on, and they kind of let you down, you know.
I feel a sense of that somebody in this league.
Oh yeah, I don't want to name names. I mean, he's got the reddest nose, the biggest feet. I mean, so, you know, people can figure it out on their own.
See, I don't know who's got a red nose and big feet, but I know who's got big ears. Does he have big ears?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that, yeah. They've gotten smaller over the years, but they're still abnormally big, yeah.
Okay. So it kind of brings me – it's funny that you said you didn't keep anybody. And that brings me to my point of my team a couple years ago. I was in the fucking dumpster fire as well, and I kept a defense. You didn't even think to keep that or nothing?
Oh, man.
Because I kept the defense, I believe the next year I drafted a team that won me the championship the following year. So it was a whole 3-year process. But you didn't see anybody besides maybe Stephon Diggs, as you already talked about, that you could have kept from that team.
No, I mean, Stefon Diggs would have been, you know, looking back, obviously that's who I should have kept, but definitely didn't do my research. And I mean, I think I had other people who were another keeper where I could have kept them again, but it would have made him my number one pick. So that didn't make sense. Other than that, I didn't really see any value in anyone, you know.
See, now if he was your number one pick, given how the draft order came out this year, he would have been your first pick, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, and obviously, I mean, got to pick Christian McCaffrey on my first pick. I mean, that would have screwed me over big time.
Right. You would have got screwed to have taken Stefon Diggs with your first pick. So, in hindsight, because it's always 2020 in my eyes, I think you did okay with not keeping anybody.
Well, Diggs wouldn't have been my first pick. Wouldn't have been my 2-year-in-a-row year keeper. He would have ended up being like my round seven or eight.
Okay.
So I would have kept Diggs like round seven or eight or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Hindsight 2020, man.
I feel bad for you. You should have hit up somebody that was reliable like me.
I should have, you know, and I can't keep up with the amount of rule changes. True. You know, we have these parties, we vote on rules. Bozo is, you know, sending out, you know, texts, you know, a week before keepers are due, asking what the rules are. He's literally changing the Word document and resending it back out.
The same night.
And then there's usually the probably 11 o'clock, you know, Kevin Gore and Eric Gore and phone calls where there's rule changes going on. You know, that's usually how it goes.
For themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's just hard to keep up. You know, when you got a couple kids, you know, work, it's just hard to keep up with this league.
I feel you. It's funny. I actually meant to ask you about when we were catching up in the beginning about your job, because we used to actually work together a little bit when Eric was working with you, when I was booking Metamora loads, Ohio to Metamora, Michigan loads.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was when Eric was doing it though, right?
Yeah, but I think you got him the job there, I think.
He started there. I had the position before then. He took it after that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. We booked a few truck loads, a little flatbed loads.
Eric throwing a little work your way.
He threw a lot of work our way for like a good like 4 or 5 months. There was like a good like, I think it was like 5 to 6 or maybe even like 8 loads a month at some point. Like, it was pretty big. Dang, all right, keep it coming.
You hope he was keeping you competitive.
Yeah, I mean, you always have to keep it competitive. If you don't, you ain't making no money.
Yeah.
All right, so your draft this year, so obviously you didn't keep anybody, so give me your strategy moving forward. Obviously you had the first pick. What were you looking to accomplish with your draft this year?
You know, first pick, I mean, it was really a no-brainer. I mean, you really had between Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey. I mean, had to go with
you. Didn't think to take any other running back? I guess we really couldn't besides Saquon.
I mean, I still think Christian McCaffrey, I mean, it's just anyone's best pick, number one. I mean, sure, he's been out past couple of games. I mean, but what, Barkley was out for like 10 games last year, the whole season last year?
He was out for like 8 or 9 weeks or something. Like,
I mean,
one point.
I mean, you can't predict that. I mean, the guy is solid the first few weeks. I mean, other than that, it's just trying to, you know, fill all the positions with the best value I can. I always make the mistake, and I get QBs too early. You know, I really, after Christian McCaffrey, I'm really lacking some running back depth with him being out.
Why do you think you took your quarterbacks too early? Because I'm looking at your draft right now. You took Lamar Jackson in the third round, and you took Stafford in the fifth round. Those two guys have been top-tier quarterbacks this year, I think.
No, they have. I think there's always some people that, you know, are taken in – lower rounds has still delivered the same kind of points. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about the points, right? Who cares if the team's winning, whatnot? I mean, you got drive like, you know, Daniel Jones riding my bench, you know, throwing up mad points every week. You know, if he's on the trade block, Aaron wants him, you know, but I need some good hot take. I need some good value back and look for some running backs. Trying to make trades with some of these guys, but, you know, they just, you know.
Well, my inbox has been very quiet this year with trades, which is fine with me because – my MO is not making any trades. I just draft Goonies and we take it to the ship. But
I was surprised.
I'm open to trades. I got some trade pieces. I got some solid players. I would definitely be open to some trades.
I was looking at the standings and I was surprised I couldn't find you, Grant. You're in fifth place. I was looking. I'm used to seeing you down towards the bottom, man.
Yep. I was gonna say that's
This guy's playoffs, in playoff territory.
Tomorrow, I'm in.
This guy's in playoff territory right now.
See, and usually with my fantasy thing is, like, I usually start out pretty hot. Like, I'm usually, like, 1-2-3-0, maybe, like, 4-1 or, like, 3-2, and then it's, like, 3-6, 4-7. Like, ugh. So I'm kind of happy that I'm not, like, winning everything right now, because it just comes back to kick me in the ass, just like it does with Duncan and Rye Dog every year. So,
dude, that's my draft. I felt good the day of, and then, you know, you sit on it a little bit, think about it, and you see these first 2 weeks. And like I say, every year, I mean, Corey, Rye Dog, I mean, Rye Dog is, I don't know how he does it every year. That guy drafts a squad every year. Corey, I feel like,
yeah,
Corey always has a
very
good squad.
Very good regular season team. I agree.
And even Nick this year, I think Nick's in the standing isn't that doing that well right now, because he's had some bad matchups, but Nick's team's pretty solid too. But I mean,
I'll be by your boy.
Yeah.
I feel you. We'll get to your predictions here in a little bit. I know that's a hot take on the old podcast here, the top six that we got set up with because of the Bozo boy couldn't give me a top five. Love how he does that. So is there anybody you missed on that you wanted to draft that you couldn't? Did anybody, like Rye Dog, take anybody that you wanted to get that you had your eye on potentially?
Man, you know, I don't recall. You know, that night, you know, a few drinks in me. I don't know.
Carolyn, close your ears, Carolyn.
I know, right? I told her I was sober. I didn't drink at all. But yeah, you know, every pick was, you know, it was a hot seat every time. You know, just seeing what was available at the time. So man, I can't remember anything off the top of my head. Anyone I wish I would have gotten. I don't know.
Okay.
There wasn't anyone specific. I mean, usually my strategy is usually the day of the draft, I'm Googling PPR cheat sheets, and that's where I'm rolling.
Printing
with,
them out,
you know,
and going off the top rankings, right?
Dude, I'm just, you know, right off the dome every pick. No research, no strategy. That's how I like to spend my $300 buy-in.
The old willy nilly. Hey, sometimes it works.
And most of the time it doesn't.
Easy World Championship. That's what he does.
That is true. I mean, yeah. If you beat Easy, I'll punch you in the dick.
Yep. And then I'll bean dip him. He hates it when I bean dip him. He doesn't really hate it too much anymore, but he's been hating it for a while. So has the team through the first, what is this, 5 weeks? First 5 weeks. How do you feel your team is coming together? Is your team living up to the hype that you thought it was going to during when you drafted them?
Yes and no. I think, you know, once if McCaffrey comes back, you know, strong and stays healthy, you know, I have, you know, like you said, Stafford, Jackson, McCaffrey. I mean, those are three guys that can throw up mad points every week, you know,
every week.
Stafford's not the same guy he was playing on the Lions. That's for sure.
Nope. He's got a good culture around him.
So, yeah, I mean, I think with those three guys specifically, then, you know, it's other people throwing up some decent points. I think I'm good for like a solid, you know, 140 to 160, 170 a week. And then it's really matchups from there. So, I mean, I feel like I don't have that all-star team that's going to put up those crazy 200 plus points a week. So a lot of it's going to come down to matchups. So,
yeah,
you know, could I have done better in the draft? Is there some things I probably would have done differently? Probably, but I mean, we'll see what I can do from here. Just need everyone to stay healthy. Maybe make
did a couple you ever trades think and need a little Derrick luck. Henry instead of Christian McCaffrey or no?
Oh no, it was Christian McCaffrey or Patrick Mahomes was always going to be my first pick, and
the old Patty Mahomes.
Oh yeah, I mean I had to go with McCaffrey. I mean the guy's just a tank.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Corey doesn't like it. I talk about my other leagues. I had a first round pick, had the first overall pick. Duh, you know who I'm taking.
I mean, this was probably Corey just playing some reverse psychology, but I know he, you know, I think he wanted McCaffrey too. He was trying to talk me out of it, but I think he took Mahomes.
Rye Dog wouldn't have let him fall.
No, not a
chance. He would have taken it. If you'd have taken Henry, Rye Dog would have for sure taken McCaffrey, and we'd be sitting here looking at Ryan fucking 5-0 instead of Duncan.
I thought that was I didn't realize that was Duncan's team 5-0.
Downed wire, yeah. Downed wire. Top spot over this week. Hashtag hot take.
Yeah, he's got a good squad.
I mean, see, him and Ryan are always kind of the same. I can't wait to have him on to just hear his take. His team's always sick in the regular season. And then
yeah, but those are the guys. Duncan,
it's like the balls shrivel up Ryan. And make the winners. And it's like, hey, I can't do anything.
Ryan, Duncan, Corey, those guys, I feel like they live this shit all day, every day.
I agree. Which is fine because, like, I'm super into fantasy as well, but I don't, like, live it. Like, I do my research, and I'm, like, trying to stay on top of stuff just to, like, stay relevant and try to make – really, I do it to try to make some cash.
So, oh, yeah. Like, no, but, I mean, it's impressive, though. I mean, because it's not a lot – there's a lot of it's element of luck, and, I mean,
yep.
Staying on top of stuff.
You have to be super lucky in fantasy. Got to stay away from the injury bug, and you have to catch some guys – on their bad weeks. Like this week, I'm playing the Brady Bunch, and we know C-Rodge has one of the best teams in the league. I need his guys to, like, underperform just a tad. Each guy just underperform a little bit, and my guys can maybe step up a little bit, and I got a shot. I'm already, like, a 40-60 favorite. Ugh.
I'm going to say predictions don't mean shit.
True. I mean, like, Corey. I don't know how accurate the group text was saying Corey was a 1% favorite last night. But some people said he had a 1% chance of winning last night, and he came back and he won, I guess, because of whatever happened in the fourth quarter for those dudes. I paid too much attention to it. I did pay a little bit of attention to it, because you had some significant, ramifications in that matchup last night. So I'll get to the playoff push for Fuku. But I want to touch base on your week four. Is that how you say it? You say is it fuck you or is it like Fuku?
Fuku.
That's what I thought. I asked a couple people and I asked a couple pronunciations of it because I didn't want to say it wrong. They also told me that it was that way. But going into your week four matchup, give me your mindset and what you were thinking on who to start, who to sit. And you're, you know, Sunday morning, maybe Thursday evening mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I was going up against Brett, so it didn't require too much thinking. But, I mean, it's nice waking up to a W, you know. They even bother watching the games last night, knew it was in the bag. I mean, you got guys like Lamar Jackson, you don't really got to do much work, and, you know, came out.
Even though your defense got you negative points, you were still not watching the games, not worried about it.
I wasn't worried about that. I'm already addressing my defense. I had to make a couple calls. But yeah, I mean, wake up, win by a couple points. You know, it really doesn't matter. A win's a win. And, you know, like I said, I mean, the guy can't manage his own team. He always has another guy every year. I mean, it's how much effort do you really have to put in against Brett?
I mean, at least 144 points. Effort, which is right around where my team's at on the scale as well. So I see what you're talking about.
That is a very good point. 144 points, but and you got to know your opponent.
You know what? You did what you needed to do. You shut them down when you needed to. You actually. So I'm looking at the recap here, and you didn't take the lead until early Sunday morning, but then you never gave it back. Is what I'm looking at. Unless I'm looking at, I can't tell the colors. My colors are all messed up on my thing. You were at 27. What'd you end with? Black was 142 and orange. Yeah, okay. You actually, he took over the lead early Sunday morning and then you got it back right at the end on Monday night.
No, I mean, Lamar Jackson delivered, even Stafford. I mean, they won. Against Seattle, but didn't have the best fantasy week. But it was a close match, but I'll take the W.
So looking at the majority of your points, Stafford only equivalated for 12.8% of them. Is that anything to be scared of moving forward, or do you think he's still going to be in that MVP talk moving forward through the rest of the year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, you're going to have those weeks eventually. I'm not worried about it.
I like it. Also, big surprise from Myles Gaskin this week. So last week, don't even think he got you a point.
Yeah.
Did you have any second thought on sitting him and playing your backup because of what he did last week? Or was it strictly matchup?
Well, I played the only two running backs I had. You know, McCaffrey's on the injured reserve. Was trying to make some trades earlier in the week, but just couldn't get him to pull. You know, couldn't get him to pull the trigger.
Anybody pull the trigger? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I mean,
you must be lowballing him. I don't know.
People asking for too much, man. You know, people want too much.
Yeah, I feel you. It is really hard to trade in this league because
sometimes you gotta stay strong.
Yeah, I feel you. Like obviously Corey didn't with his trade. I don't even know how that hole went down. He proposed it. Who proposed it? I don't know. But, I mean, before that game, it was a pretty fair trade. I don't know when that trade was put down or whatnot. I only saw it this morning. I don't have any say on it, really. I mean, I don't know if you do. I'm fine with it.
What was the trade?
It was Robert Woods. Let me see here. Let me go to the league. It was Robert Woods.
Let me just say the latest transaction.
So it was Robert Woods for Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews. So Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews were going to Corey.
Oh, and with Blake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's some collusion for sure.
Yeah.
They work at the same place. I'm sure they were, had a couple, probably had a
Corey and
couple
Blake
shots of whiskey toasting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure Corey's off.
News to me.
A couple shots of whiskey, probably made a toast, little cheers to one another. It's definitely some collusion going on. But, that's the kind of stuff that flies in this league.
It's funny that you talk about collusion because there is a new feature on the Anchor app, maybe Spotify. Don't know. I'm streaming on both. Hashtag, if you haven't done so yet, go follow. Hashtag, I'm with Bozo on Spotify or Anchor. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts here shortly once I get everything squared away. I appreciate everybody. Germany and where was the other one? We're international. Forgot where he was at. But we had a couple countries. I appreciate you guys showing the love. But we did have a new thing come in this weekend. You can do a voice message. So listeners can put a voice message on a podcast and like ask a question, talk about stuff that's happened and whatever. I don't think I can pull it up currently, but I know it was Ride Dog's cousin because I talked about it and he is insisting on some type of collusion with the Mahomes trade with Corey. And I wish I could pull it up. Maybe I can edit it here and get it to pull up on this, but I guess my thing would be asking you, because you know these guys probably better than I do, is that a thing that Corey could have been colluding with somebody on the Mahomes trade?
Oh man, I don't want to speculate, but I think anything is possible.
That's what Adidas taught me as well. Adidas taught me anything is possible. I wouldn't put it past them, but I'm not going to speculate like you said, because the trade was pretty fair. But he also has to answer the phone of changing his team name to this viewer. This viewer wants Corey to address the collusion talks and when he's going to change his team name. And take Mahomes out of his team name because he's not in it anymore. Interesting. Very interesting take.
Yeah, that's when we need the commission to step up too. And, you got to hold these teams accountable.
I agree 100%. Yeah. You got to take an in-depth look at everything and make sure nothing's going down behind the scenes. Because I have heard of this before in this league. So.
There's a scandal every year.
And I hate it. I don't think there was one last year because nobody could touch your boy when it came to the playoffs. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, that was the league with all the weird Bozo rules and shit. So,
no, in one sense, it's hard to keep up with. But every year does. I think it adds a layer of more. It keeps it exciting because
it's like an onion.
Yeah, you got to keep peeling it back, and you know, every year is a little bit different, so it does makes it a little bit more exciting every time too. But definitely makes a strategy a little bit harder.
100%. Carolyn, does he come to you with any, hey, what do you think of these matchups? Like, should I start this guy? Should I sit this guy? What do you think of this? Because obviously he told me about your guys' DraftKings thing you do. So it's like a daily fantasy thing. I'm assuming you just do it. Like, you set a lineup Thursday through Sunday maybe, or I don't know. But do you have any say in – not any say, I guess, but does he come to you for advice on who to start and sit?
No, but he should.
I mean, I can't argue with that. I can say I'm in the bottom of the standings in the FanDuel league too. But the last FanDuel, week I pulled.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
FanDuel, yeah. Oh,
Carolyn, where are you ranking first, in that right
first
now?
First 2 weeks, she cashed out. First 2 weeks, first yeah. and then second place.
Every
20 people.
Year I do pretty well.
Now, do you pick them just based on the cutest uniforms?
No.
Favorite colors.
No. I do a little bit of research, but okay. No, Mike has not asked for my advice on any of these.
None of these decisions he's made has been ran by the boss, huh?
No.
Interesting. No. I feel like, Mike, if you're trying to make some money, you need to help her out, or she needs to help you out because she's making money and you ain't.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a good point there. I need to do something.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so looking ahead to what is this, week 6?
It's week 6, yeah.
Let me get it pulled up here. I'm bad at doing this. League. It should show me matchups, right? Yeah, it's week 5. Da, 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 da. Week 6, moving forward, Fuku is going against the old Lamb Chops, and currently you're projected to lose by 29.
Whoa. I gotta adjust my lineup. I need to put in a new kicker, and I gotta change my if McCaffrey's coming back, I mean, it's gonna be projections probably be 50-50 at that point, but I still got some moves they gotta make.
Oh, he's got some good matchups. He's got Mixon against the Lions. Ew. Aaron Jones against Bears.
Ew. No, Kevin's got some good – I wouldn't be surprised if it's all green. He's probably throwing it back.
Baker's playing against the Cardinals, and they've been okay on defense. And Baker hasn't been that good. I mean, I just went against him last week. But I think you got a solid shot to pull it out. You might need to find a little defense help. I don't know. Kansas City's defense been getting torched lately.
Yep, definitely got to make a move.
OBJ?
He's not cutting it. You know, I got some, you know, a little bit of opportunity on the bench. I mean, so, you know, I think I did bench him. I think I have him benched right now in week 6 lineup, but he hasn't been cutting it. So, yeah, he's riding the bench. Corey Davis has got a bye week. He's been hit or miss. So, you know, I'm going to rely You know, Chris Godwin, but you got a lot of options over
Godwin,
there. Antonio Brown.
Even though he's questionable this week.
He is, yeah, but we'll see. Marvin Jones, Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd's against what, Detroit? So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be a
maybe,
great week.
I think he's in England, too. That's why it's at 10 a.m. Or is that – is my stuff on Pacific time?
1 p.m.
Okay, yeah, I'm on Pacific time. Sorry, So when I work, I'm on the West Coast, so I set my settings to West Coast.
Yeah, no, I got you.
No,
I think I got some. Hey, Tyler Boyd's got, Lions, Marvin Jones.
I mean, you got Stafford and Higbee going against the Giants.
Oh, Stafford's a stud.
They're projecting 23 points. I mean, it should be high. I would think it'd be higher than that. Latavius. Oh, you got Lamar Jackson and Latavius. You're starting Latavius this week? If you have to, I guess.
No, I'm going to wait and see what McCaffrey's status is, you know, going into Sunday. Then I might make a last-minute move. So it's all going to be kind of contingent on if
the old last-minute sniper, I see you.
If McCaffrey's is a game-time decision. So right now they have him – looks like right now they have him listed as like he's going to play, but –
see, they had him listed as questionable last week, and then he went to doubtful. on Saturday, and then he didn't play. Originally, they said he would be out till week six, come back week seven. But that's on the road, so, like, they'll be back-to-back on the road after this week. So, like, if they don't bring him back this week, I don't see them bringing him back until they get home against New England on the 7th in November.
Yeah, game-time decisions, we'll make a couple moves, and a little bit of luck wouldn't hurt either.
You need a trade, let me know. I'm open. I got Dalvin Cook.
Need a quarterback?
No, I don't think so. I got Kyler and Jalen Hurts. Hey. All right. Looking at what we've done and what you're going to do, Eric has screwed this all up. We're at the point of the show where I need to get your top six finishers. Doesn't need to be in any order. I do got to pull up the spreadsheet here so I can update this.
You keeping track here?
So I got everybody's. Yeah, I got everybody so far. I don't have it by like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3 losers. But I have everybody's top six, everybody's top three dumpster fires, and I have their lock that they give me all on here. Which brings me to, before we do your predictions for the top six, Rye Dog last week predicted Seattle Moneyline Thursday night game. The day before we did the podcast, on Wednesday last week. It was Tuesday. Yeah, I can't remember, whatever. But nonetheless, Seattle lost. Russell Wilson got hurt, and the lock of hashtag I'm with Bozo podcast did not hit. That drums back to last week with Paul and Brett. Both of theirs didn't hit. That drums back to Corey. Before that, MSU -5. They didn't cover, and that was where we started. So we haven't had a lock of the day hit yet. We'll get to that after I get your – I just wanted to throw that out there, but – I need your top six moving forward, or finishing, I guess. What'd you lose connection?
All right, let me look at the things right here. I mean,
all right, he's pulling up stats.
You're still there?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Uh-oh. We're good for one of these, ladies and gentlemen. Every all time right. we get it.
Here's
you hear me?
Your first three are pretty easy, you know.
Yep, now I can.
Oh, can you hear me? All right, yeah, what I got for week
for tops
pretty
easy. I mean, you got, you know, Duncan solid. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that he's not going to finish tops, you know. Unless this guy gets a bad matchup, he's probably not losing. I think Nick's got some.
Who was that? Who was that? I heard Duncan, and then I think it cut out a little bit.
Oh, Rye Dog. You know, okay. Rye Dog. I think, you know, unless this guy gets another bad matchup or whatnot, this guy's not going to lose again. You know, matchup. You know, depending on how the week matchup is, but his team's just, yeah, he's going to be in top six.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
sure.
He already played me, so he's got through that gauntlet a little bit. He whooped my ass though, so it doesn't matter.
I think, and then jumping down a little bit, not going in order here, but I think Nick's got some work to do, but I think he's going to come pull it out and get top six as well. Corey's definitely up there as well.
Corey, you mean?
Yeah, collusion Corey. I mean, the guy's made some shady moves to make sure he gets in the top six. There's no way you can't put him in there.
He texted me begging me to veto that trade today.
He must text everybody because I got a text at like 6 o'clock this morning.
Granted,
I wasn't even a good morning. Veto this.
Don't mind if I do.
Who else do we got here? So we had.
That's four. I need two more.
I'm going to say Blake. I think Blake. I think Blake's another one that's I think Blake's gonna pull it back out. I think Blake's gonna have a little bit of luck on his side. I think he's gonna have some people pick it up in the second half. I think Blake's end up top six, and I think Grant, I'm gonna put you in the top six too.
Okay. I see you.
I think I see Grant in top six too. I think Brady Bunch, I think they're gonna have a few tough weeks ahead of them. I think you're gonna see them drop down.
I'm playing him this
Rogers,
week.
Rogers, he's doing well right now, but I think we're going to see him have a little bit of a pullback there, and I think you're going to see Nick and Nick take the top six. Blake's going to stay in there. Grant.
Nick's going to slide in there and take Brady Bunch's spot.
Nick's going to slide right in there.
That's what I'm seeing so far. So that, let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tallies for Ride Dog in the top six. That's out of 7 people because we had 2 people on 1 week. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have Duncan with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. Everybody thinks Duncan's finishing in the top six, making the playoffs so far. Look at that. Okay. Moving right along. Majority of the top six have been the first three names I'm hearing have been basically the same, which I think everybody puts their thinking in who's going to be in the top when they say their first teams. Those last three teams, though, been a little willy-nilly, just like the league, and I like it. Let me get your 3 bottom feeders, the crawfish.
Oh, I mean, you got the Gordon brothers and then Brett, I mean, for sure.
KG, you know, Igor, and Martha.
There's a battle for, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place right now, all 2 and 3s, you know, records of 2 and 3s, just a bunch of bottom feeders. But I see, you know, Brett and BB, and then you got the Gordon bros down there for sure. Okay,
I dig it. I mean, that's – seems to be a common theme this year moving forward. KG, Igor, I think you guys have been mentioned in every single one. KG got left out of 2, and Igor got left out of 1. So I've seen Blake, I've seen Brett, I've seen Corey, I've seen you in the bottom from Ride Dog last week. I thought I was going to get a little more, like, kickback from you on that. But you still think Ride Dog's in the top?
Oh, I mean, hey, I'm not going to hate on Dog.
Yeah, you're a numbers guy. Numbers don't lie.
The guy's got a good squad.
I feel you. I feel that. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this podcast any due diligence if I didn't ask Carolyn who she thinks is the biggest losers.
Ooh, the biggest losers? I don't
want to
get involved.
Oh, she pleads the fifth. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Not a bad strategy. I've done it a few times. That's what it is. I like it.
I mean, at this point, I mean, Eric and Kevin might as well just, you know, split the beer. You know, at least they got to hedge their loss at this point. Yeah. They might as well just split it.
I know how that goes. I've had to do it. Don't think you've never had to buy beers for the party, have you?
No, I've been able to sneak in there. I'm always ends up like 6th, 7th place. I sneak my way into the playoffs and cross my fingers and hope for the best. So I've been.
I was gonna say, like, being one of the guys that's not super like gung ho on doing research and like, you know, da da da. You've been able to do very well for yourself, I feel, in the years I've been in fantasy with you, knowing that like you don't do the shit like everybody else does. You haven't got last place, and I have. So my hat is off to you for that.
Hey, as long as you're not in last.
Hey, if you ain't, well, I guess, well, well you ain't first, though. If you ain't last. But you still get some cheddar, though. So it's fine. Which leads me to my point that I have to hit on in every podcast. This league will eventually be called I'm with Bozo. not Detroit's Own Fantasy Football League. It will be I'm with Bozo's Fantasy Football League because we run the circus. So, with that, everybody's favorite part of this podcast is now in front of us. Mike, I know you're a very solid betting guy. You definitely chime in on some stuff. Not much. You react to stuff in the group text. You don't ever send a lock out. But I'm putting you on the spot here, brother. I need your lock of the week, college or football or NFL, for this week.
I mean, it's, you know, I say the lock every week has got to be against the Lions. What's the spread this week? 3? I think it's 3 points. And they're playing. Let me see. Who are they playing again? See, this is a perfect example, granted the amount of research I do.
Exactly, yep.
They're what? Playing, like I said, they're playing Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's not like they're Super Bowl bound, but I mean, it's the Lions, and the spread's 3. Come on, now that's a field goal. I mean, granted, the past couple of games, they lost by less than 3 points.
Is Joe Burrow going to play, though?
I don't even think it matters. Does it matter?
I mean, yeah, I think it would if
You get the news, though. I think that spread could change, too. But, I mean, I'd still take them all day.
I got that dude's autograph. Who is it? It's
I'm taking Cincinnati -3.
You're taking Cincy -3 against the Lions as the lock of the week.
I mean, wasn't the Lions coach crying last week? Wasn't he crying on TV last week?
Yeah. Our coach? Yeah, Dan Campbell? Yeah. I feel so bad for these guys, man. They practice so hard, man. They try so hard. They work so hard. And they just can't pull it out, man. It made me sad, man. It made me sad. It stems from the top, dude. I get it. Like, there's a whole, like, I feel Dan Campbell. I get it. I like it. I like Dan Campbell. I like the regime we have. They do play hard. We have good tactics and, like, play calling. Everything seems to be good.
You were struggling there for a second. You couldn't think of what we had good. I saw your mind was spinning. You were trying to say something positive.
We have the right – I feel like we have the right GM and the right coach to, like, get us to play good. We don't have – and the right play callers. We don't have the right talent in place to make anything work. Clearly, I mean, we're 0-5. We'll see. It's kind of like Brett and Martha. It's kind of the same.
You heard it. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati -3. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mike Malinchak's lock of the week. Carolyn, do you do any sports gambling? Because you can get a lock in here, too, if you want.
Nothing? I'm going to set that one out, too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying
to play fair here.
FanDuel's her, you know, her area of comfort here.
The whole daily. Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that could be a thing moving forward. Give me your daily fantasy lineup lock of the week of who you're going to play. That could be a thing moving forward.
I like it.
Same. Well, Mike, I appreciate the time tonight. I look forward to watching the rest of your matchups this year and to see what happens with you moving forward in the league. Carolyn, thank you for accompanying him. I know it made him feel way more confident and able so to do this, fun. Being here with you there. So I appreciate it.
This is a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun. I hope you guys did. Any last closing comments, Mike, you got for the boys?
No, I mean, everyone, best of luck to everybody. You know, I'm looking forward to the name change, the official name change. I'm with Bozo. You know, I think it's a long time coming. You know, and I think everyone should consider, you know, we should vote for a new commish too. I mean,
oh, that's a hot take. Wow. Hey, hope you all are still sticking around 50 minutes into this. We got a hashtag hot take heater here. Mike wants to vote for a new commish. Uh-oh.
I'm, I mean, I feel like everyone's talked about it. We just got to put it out in the open. You know, we got to think of what's best for the league. And, you know.
I don't hate it. I mean, I'm open to everything.
I mean, Grant, you got some experience. I mean, you've been in that seat. You know the pressure it takes. You know, I think Eric is becoming more. Every year he's getting a little bit more lax and a little bit more lax. I think he's getting burned out, and it's time for a little change.
Starting to have kids. Break. He's chilling out more. He's not caring about everything anymore.
Yeah, he used to send out. Remember, he used to send out those spreadsheets every week. I mean, every week, and I think he needs a break. You know.
Maybe we could do a co thing.
You gotta pass the clown shoes, the clown nose on, you know.
It's funny. I'm pretty avid on Snapchat, not too avid, but like I check it and I post it. And they have the best filter. It's literally a clown all over the place. I was gonna take a picture of myself and send it to our group text, but like I didn't want to do it because everybody would keep it and do it for me. So I was like gonna try to take a selfie of myself and like Photoshop Eric's face into it and then send it to the group text. But I couldn't do it. So I know Eric doesn't have Snapchat, but if he could get it and take a photo on that filter, or if I see you soon, Eric, I got to do this on this filter so we can have this through this podcast. Because I have an outline that has a logo on it and it needs to be your face instead of this creepy old carny guy.
Well, as long as Brett watches this, you'll see that Photoshop tomorrow for sure, or Thursday after Brett listens to this podcast.
Perfect. I love it. Like I said, I appreciate you guys spending time with me. Mike, I'm sure I'll see you guys soon. All right, Mike, it's that time to finally bring the next person to my hot seat. Let's get your, I guess, nomination to come sit in my seat next week. Who you got?
I think everyone wants to hear from it's time to get Blake on the chopping block. Let's hear what Blake has to say.
Oh, B-Saw Smith. You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Blake to come and take a seat. That's what I love to hear. I love it, Mike. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Blake, you're on the podcast next. Mike, I appreciate the time. Carolyn as well. We will catch you guys next time. On hashtag, I'm with Bozo.